Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because we're going to have open line Wednesdays and always a high point of my week when I have a chance to talk to you out there in the listening audience across America. Find out what you'd like to talk about, and if you have a subject you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And there are so many things going on today. What's going on with the economy? What's going on in Syria? What is going on in Iran and the coming war with Iran? And what is going to happen if Iran does what I fear it's going to do when the attack comes, and that is a counterattack on Israel and launch 100,000, 200,000 missiles on Israel. In fact, that article was on the Alex Jones website today. If you don't go to Alex Jones's the website and read it, you're missing something. He's got great information. One of the articles there talked about how some of the major news networks here in the United States, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're renting roof space on buildings in Tel Aviv. Why are they renting roof space on buildings in Tel Aviv? Well, they want to be able to take pictures of the missile attack, and they want to be sitting there and be able to photograph the attack when the missiles begin landing in Tel Aviv. So it sounds a little macabre to me, but I wouldn't be at all surprised that this is a reality, because everything looks like suddenly they're preparing for either Israel or the United States to launch a surgical strike on Iran. Now, this will not be certainly an all-out war in any sense. It will not involve a lot of troops being deployed, but it will be either an airstrike or missile strike, and it will simply be aimed at Iran's nuclear facilities where they're supposedly enriching their uranium. Now, you have to understand that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Let me repeat that. Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Iran has not decided actually to build a nuclear weapon. And certainly they are still cooperating with the people from the International Atomic Energy Commission, the inspectors, contrary to everything you're reading in the controlled media. How do I know that's true? Well, of course, those of you who listen to our programs, the program I did with Alex Jones just yesterday and a week ago. But basically, we had gotten the information from a more or less closed meeting at the Council on Foreign Relations a couple of weeks ago, where a man named Matthew Kronig had spoken. And Matthew Kronig, former Sydney, a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gates. This was before Leon Panetta came in. Matthew Kronig, now who is the, I believe it's the Stoddard Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and then a assistant professor at Georgetown University, gave a talk to a closed session at the Harold Pratt House, but of course they published the the transcript of what was said. He gave it to the small group of people from Council on Foreign Relations to explain the article he had written in Foreign Affairs magazine in January 12, entitled Time to Attack Iran. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines this evening, so we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I certainly opened the program with my concern about the fact that the people who really run America are intent upon a surgical strike on Iran. And that's the term that they use from a surgical strike. And the strike will be aimed not at defeating Iran, not at harming the regime, not at injuring their military in any way. In fact, leaving their military completely intact so that they can retaliate against us. And then, of course, once they've retaliated, we will absorb the attack. And then at that point, we'll simply have 3 to 10 years before Iran builds a nuclear weapon again or is ready in a position to go ahead and do that. But something my fear, my concern is, how do we know what sort of retaliation is going to be? And certainly Matthew Koenig anticipates a retaliation. But how do we know what happens if Iran was to sink one of our carriers? Would we be able to just say, well, we'll absorb that? You killed a couple of thousand of our servicemen, but that's all right. Why? Because we're not going to raise a level of involvement. Or what happens if they rain 50 to 100,000 missiles in on Israel? And, of course, as I commented earlier, if you go to Alex Jones' website today, he talks about how the major news services are actually renting space on the tops of the buildings in Tel Aviv so that they can actually film, get good films for television here in America, films of the missiles raining in on Tel Aviv. What madness is that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us are sane, and a lot of people think we're crazy. But there is an elite who runs the world, certainly Matthew Koenig in his article, certainly in this article that appears up on the Internet. You can get it, take your search engine and type in Matthew Koenig, CFR meeting, attack Iran. That's Matthew Koenig, K-R-O-E-N-I-G, CFR meeting, attack Iran, and you can pull it down. If you can't, we'll get it for you. But Sydney, Matthew Koenig talks about how Dennis Ross advocates the same thing as does Leon Panetta and Joe Lieberman. Well, Joe Lieberman, CFR. But who is Dennis Ross? Well, Dennis Ross is CFR, but he was also a member of the Trilateral Commission until he went to work in the Obama administration in a key position in the State Department. And then when you join the government, why you have to give up your position at the Trilateral Commission, you get it back when you leave the government. But Dennis Ross is in a key position in our government today, and he is openly advocating this surgical attack on Iran. But how do we know it'll be limited? Well, we don't know what's going to happen. And I think what they're doing is gambling on your life, the life of everybody in Europe and England, by even considering a surgical attack. Because if there is an attack, I can tell you one thing, and that is the Iranians will close the Straits of Hormuz. They will cut off the oil supply to Europe. Europe, of course, already has a fragile economy that's just barely hanging together, and the whole of the economic situation in Europe could collapse almost overnight, bringing with it Great Britain. And then, of course, because of the failure, the debentures and CDSs that we hold, the insurance policies our banks hold, bonds issued by the various governments of Greece, Portugal, Italy, Spain, and by their banks. If those bonds go bad, why, of course, our banks will go under almost immediately because we do not have the money to pay that. There's no money behind the insurance policies we've written. The whole world financial system could come down. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but why would you even want to gamble on that as a possibility? Well, it's in the telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Dave calling from Herkimer, New York, Dave?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan.
Okay, whereabouts is Herkimer?
Central New York, between Albany and Syracuse.
Okay, fine. So we have a station up there in Albany carrying the program this time of night. It's late back there, but we're glad you're with us. So do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I do. It's a medical question and a history question. I'm curious on what you know or research about cancer. Is it 500 years old? Was it in the time of Christ or before the time of Christ? What can you tell me?
Well, as far as I know, cancer has been around for a good long while. I believe it was around the time of ancient Egypt. I don't think there's anything new about it. I think it was quite rare in past centuries. I think it's becoming increasingly common today. Certainly I think it used to be about 1 in 20 people get it. It used to be. Now, of course, it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women get cancer because there are all sorts of things are being done to promote cancer and to prevent effective treatment. You see, basically, cancer is simply immature cells that are developing. Our body produces cancer cells all the time. But, of course, then our immune system takes care of them. They are looked upon as a foreign substance. Our immune system takes care of it. We have nothing to worry about. But the immune system of so many people has been compromised by the poisons. They're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our food, and so they're radiating our women's breasts, you know, to pick up the cancers early, and there's more chance of you getting a cancer from the irradiation than there is of being benefited by, I think, the cost-benefit radiation for breast mammograms certainly favors much older women. It's justified, but not with younger women. And I think we're just doing so much to promote cancer. I think that the excessive radiation that we're giving people with CT scans and MRIs, I think that the what they are doing with our so many things in our food, the statin drugs promote cancer. They alter our immune system, immune response. So basically, cancer is increasing in frequency. We have a wonderful DVD called Cancer Forbidden Cures. We certainly recommend that. We have great four tapes out on why do we still have cancer, and it'll address all of the issues you're concerned about. Is there anything else, Dave?
Well, does the Bible or history books how far ever it goes refer to cancer? How does it refer to it?
I don't recall it does refer to cancer in the Bible, but I believe that there are references to it in ancient Egyptian literature. Maybe somebody could look that up on the Internet. I have not really researched that aspect of it, but my gut feeling is that cancer has been around for a long time. Maybe one of our listeners could actually go to the search engine and look up when the first cases of cancer were identified historically. But cancer's been with it, but nowhere as frequently as it is today. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you haven't seen that excellent DVD we carry, Cancer Forbidden Cures, it's well worthwhile getting and watching. There are lots of treatments for cancer, and they are effectively blocked here in the United States. Anything else, Dave?
No, sir. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome. And maybe somebody could actually look that up and find out when the first descriptions of cancer were. And certainly look in your search engine, perhaps we'll all learn something about that. But my feeling is it's been around for a long time, but we know it's increasing in frequency. So again, of course, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But think of the horrible implications of literally tens of thousands of missiles raining down on Israel. How would Israel possibly survive? How many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Israelis would be killed should this happen? But then there's another possibility. And that is that there is an effective anti-ballistic missile system that you haven't been told about. And the name of that is called the Nautilus system. It's a deuterium laser. You can look it up on the Internet. And I was told probably 6 or 8 years ago by someone I believe to be affiliated with Israeli intelligence, even though the gentleman denies he is, but I really believe he is. He told me about it. I found an article at that time in the Jerusalem Post talking about this deuterium laser that could bring down these incoming missiles faster than you could possibly count them. And it's real. I just looked up something on the Internet right before we came on the air. It does exist. It's operational. And nobody ever talks about it. So I believe, of course, that God is not going to allow Israel to be destroyed at this time. At least I hope not. And certainly my knowledge of prophecy suggests that whatever happens, God has brought the children of Israel, his children, back to the Holy Land for this time. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got Greg calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Greg. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I want to switch gears just a bit.
Okay, fine. Well, that's open line, so you switch wherever you want to.
A few weeks ago, I heard you say something about, I didn't hear the entire comment, but you said that you thought President Harding was assassinated?
I can't. I don't really recall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I was just wondering.
I really don't know. Somebody's going to have to look that up. I mean, we've had a lot of our presidents who've been assassinated, I'm not right on top of that. But basically, an article that says that breast cancer was around 15 B.C., 1500 B.C. Okay, fine. Okay. Greg, do you have anything else you'd like to bring up?
No, thank you.
Okay, fine. No, it's certainly you're going to have to go up on the Internet and look that up, but...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Breast cancer reported 1500 years BC. And, of course, there was no treatment for it other than cautery at the time. And then, of course, we were talking about the very real possibility if either Israel or the United States attack Iran, that there will be a reprisal. And basically, if we were simply to launch an attack on Iran at this point, because we were afraid that they might at some time in the future develop a nuclear bomb, why, we would anticipate a response from Iran. And of course, this is exactly what Matthew Kronick talks about in this interview that was held at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters. It was either in New York City or in Washington, D.C. I'm not quite sure which one, but basically they anticipate there will be a response. And then, of course, supposedly, why, it'll be a limited response. We'll be able to absorb the retaliation on the part of Iran. And then everybody will live happily ever after. But as I pointed out, what happens if Iran sinks one of our carriers? What happens if Iran launches 50 or 75,000 missiles on Tel Aviv or on Israel? I mean, think of the implications of this. Why would you want to possibly risk something like that happening? Right now, you've got a stalemate over there. Iran is not going to start building a missile or building a nuclear weapon because they know, of course, there'd be a response from us or from Israel. So there is absolutely no reason for them to risk the destruction of their society. They'd be involved in a war. But it seems like the leaders of the Trilateral Commission, because you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a little small group that runs our country, and they work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs, and they are intent upon a war at this time. Why? Well, because there's a timetable. And I don't know what that timetable is, but they seem to be focusing on getting us into some sort of a conflict at this time. Is it to take our attention off the coming economic turmoil, which is certainly sweeping through Europe and certainly has the potential to destroy our economic system? Our economic system is being set up to be destroyed. Why do I say that? Well, because there's only two things that the government can do, the Fed can do at the central time. There's only two things our central bank can do. Are they going to, of course, simply do nothing, let the economy contract, and we'll go into a depression, and it'll be a disastrous depression with all sorts of civil unrest? Or they can continue hyperinflating, which they're doing today, just creating money out of nothing. And believe me, our yearly deficit is not, as we're told this last year, $1.3 or $1.4 trillion. It's really $5 or $6 trillion. If you go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, he'll give you the real figures. Because, of course, with all the people retiring now, we should have the money set aside for their Medicare and Social Security, which is guaranteed. And we don't have the money, and there's no way we can get the money. And so basically, we have a debt that will never possibly be played. And the only thing they can do is either inflate and destroy that debt through inflation or let the system collapse. And right now, they're going to inflate it. And when they do that, they destroy the value of your currency, of your annuities, your pension plan, of your bonds, of everything you have incremented dollars. And there are going to be terrible consequences down the line. And the vast majority of the American people will be impoverished. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, it's Open Line Wednesday. We depend upon those of you out there listening on us to give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you, get your thoughts. What are you worried about? Are you concerned about the terrible violence that's taking place in Syria today? Why is this revolt taking place in Syria? Why, we're financing it. Just as we financed Al-Qaeda in Bosnia, we financed Al-Qaeda in Serbia, we financed Al-Qaeda in Chechnya, We financed Al-Qaeda in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. So we're financing the Al-Qaeda people behind the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria today, and yet we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Well, maybe you can explain that to me. Why are we financing it one place and financing it elsewhere?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
One 888 24 Liberty or 464-8295, and we've got John calling from Spokane. Go right ahead, John.
Well, I was just commenting regarding the earlier question about was cancer known from ancient times, and my supposition is that it probably was, but may have been known under a different name. For example, I think one of the names that was commonly used in older days was the term consumption. A person was suffering from the consumption, and where they seemed to wither away.
Well, consumption was really considered to be tuberculosis. But go right ahead.
Yeah, that very well could have been as well. But I believe one of the common symptoms of cancer is weight loss, loss of appetite, and a very quick amount of weight loss over a shorter period of time. I looked up in my concordance, and I found a couple of verses, but one in particular in Leviticus 26, verses 15 and 16, God is telling the children of Israel what will happen if they don't pay attention to what he's trying to teach them. And he says, if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgment, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you, will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ague, and shall consume the eyes and cause the sorrow of heart. You shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And it goes on with other different things.
I'm not sure that's actually describing a cancer, but anyway, what he's saying is if you aren't doing the right thing, there are going to be terrible consequences. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, John?
Yeah, so just to cap that point, is that in ancient times, people described illness more in the effects that it had upon you rather than a specific scientific diagnosis. So that if they saw someone who was wasting away, losing weight, becoming emaciated, they would say, oh, that person is suffering from the consumption.
All right,
which,
fine,
as you say, it could refer to tuberculosis at times, but not always.
Okay.
I don't think it would always be the case.
Thanks very much, John. Appreciate it. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Utica, New York, where we have a station this time of night. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Doc, and I didn't have much. As usual, I always enjoy your thought-provoking shows, and they're pretty enlightening. I was just curious, some people tend to believe Jesus, were there like missing years of Jesus's his life where some people think he might have traveled to different lands that weren't better explained in the Bible, or different Far East or other areas? And I was just wondering if that's a myth, or what you think about that.
I think that's a myth, but there are some people who said that, of course, he went to India and all these things. I don't think there's anything in the Bible that verifies that. You pretty well got to stick with what's in the Bible. There are always these ideas, but the basic idea was that Jesus was raised in his traditional family home, and he grew up there. He was a carpenter until he was about 30 years of age, and then began his ministry.
Right. That's all I want to say.
All right, fine. No, I think.
Thank you.
God bless you. And our telephone number again: 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Jack calling here from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, if I do understand, Flint, Michigan, in fact, was it Greg who called earlier from Flint, Michigan? I believe it was. He was asking about the assassination of, I forgot who it was.
President Harding. And there were a lot of people, there are a lot of questions whether or not Harding was assassinated, or whether he died of normal causes. Nobody is absolutely certain why President Harding actually died. But there were many questions, and many people suspected that he'd been assassinated. But do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I wanted Greg to know that he can tune in to this local talk radio station, which I try to check in every morning. As I mentioned in the past, I'm proceeding to organize a grassroots think tank. I'm calling it Passionate Objectivist Patriots, Acting Responsibly and Righteously Together. And, you know, so I go door to door knocking, you know, and sharing your website and, of course, InfoWars. I wanted him to know that there's a publication called The Citizen's Rule Book by Whitten, W-H-I-T-T-E-N, Whitten Printers of Phoenix. And that's a tremendously informative historic document, Dr. Stan, because it goes into such things. That's astonishing. But, you know, that's what I'm attempting to do, is get people motivated that way. Also, I was going to ask you two things. When you state that we have funded Al-Qaeda, et cetera, you know, I understand what you're saying, various agencies of government, State Department, CIA, whatever. But when you say that we are
Well, basically, let me respond to that, Jack. Anybody, of course, would like to know about the funding of Al-Qaeda, for instance, in Afghanistan, why simply go open the internet, your search engine, and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and you'll find the Pakistani intelligence funds Al-Qaeda, and then you can simply go open the internet and type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find out that the CIA is funding ISI, Pakistani intelligence, which is funding the Al-Qaeda. And, of course, who are we fighting there? Why we're fighting in Afghanistan? We're fighting Al-Qaeda. We've got 500,000 people there fighting all the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are in Afghanistan. We've got 500,000 people there. Anything else, Jack, before we let you go?
Yes, please, Dr. Stan. When Bob Chapman mentioned the national debt, as you did tonight, and I look at the U.S. Constitution, and I see a couple places where it identifies a contract, like Article 1, Section 10, talks about state fiduciary duties, et cetera, and says, shall not pass any law carrying obligation of contracts. And then 14th Amendment, Section 4, says the validity of the public debt should not be questioned. So I was hoping that maybe you or Pastor Whitney or Bob could explain exactly how it is that the public or national debt is valid when we have this foreign private corporation, you know, violating the federal charter relative to the gold and silver monetary system by printing, you know, the fiat currency, and everything's based on that. So how in the world can, you know, I'm just baffled how that debt can actually be valid, Dr. Stanley, when none of us have authorized it.
Well, unfortunately, we are responsible for it, even though, of course, it'll never be paid and it'll just drag down the whole country. But certainly the Constitution says that our currency will be based upon gold and silver, and that no state may issue any currency other than gold and silver. We let them start getting away from that back in 1913. And ever since then, we've been on the way down. It's taken 100 years to destroy our currency, but that's exactly what they intended to do 100 years ago, and they've accomplished it, and they're going to end up impoverishing the American people. I'm going to let you go. We got a couple of other callers, but thanks so much, Jack. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Suzette calling us from Monterey, California. Suzette, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. What do you have for us this evening?
Well, we just had our Ron Paul Monterey Bay meetup this evening at the Monterey Public Library on Pacific Street. And I wanted to take this opportunity to invite people that are in the Monterey Bay area to a sign wave that we are having this Saturday on Del Monte Avenue and Lake Estero, which is right there by the wharf in Monterey. As people come in, we have the big AT&T golf tournament going on right now. So we plan on being there from 11 to 1. And I think we have about 15 members that are coming so far. So we would love to see people come down. We make our own signs. We have so if anybody can make a sign and come on down, we'd love to welcome them.
All right, fine. I think it's so vitally important. Basically, you don't see anybody out with signs for Romney. You know, certainly, you may see them at the conventions, but you don't see them across America. You don't see anybody out with signs for Gingrich. You don't see people out there with signs for Santorum. But you see a lot of people with signs for Ron Paul because people believe in him. The other people have simply been created by the media. They're being funded by the media. The major source of funds for Mitt Romney is Goldman Sachs. Of course, that's the major source of funds for Barack Obama, too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all contrived. And of course, the major banks are providing money for Sidney Santorum and Newt Gingrich. But you can verify this, fortunately, on the Internet. You must understand that the major source of funds for Ron Paul is coming from our military, because these people are the ones who are being sent, certainly from all across the country, through upon me that people across the country in the military realized that these wars we're involved in are nonsensical, and they're being asked to go overseas to shed their blood for nothing at all. The war in Iraq was unjustified. They lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had, and a million people died. But that should wipe. Just like Vietnam, they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and a million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese died there. But where is the moral outrage from our people? That's what really bothers me. Where is the moral outrage from the American people? Go right ahead, Suzette.
Doesn't seem to be there.
It really doesn't seem to be there. Well, our job is to try to get people to think and to ask, you know, and listen to what Ron Paul says. What does he say? He says we've got to liquidate the debt. What does he mean? What he means is either we liquidate the debt or the debt liquidates us. Debt is the way you destroy a monetary system, and that's exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness wants. And until people understand that there really is a small group of people who run both political parties, who control the military, who control the banks, who control the corporations, is that they who control the educational system and the churches and the great tax-exempt foundations. Until people understand that, none of what's going on makes any sense. And once you understand who these people are, and because that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important, you begin to realize this is all contrived. It isn't happening by accident. There is a plan. There's a timetable. And we're seeing it unfolding today. Anything else you want to say, Suzette, before we let you go?
Oh, thanks. I just wanted to add one thing to your list of things that are controlled. Let's forget the elections and the primaries and the caucuses.
You're absolutely right, and that a lot of these are being rigged. I mean, after all, if they'll send 58,000 American boys to be slaughtered over in Vietnam in a phony war, why should we think that they wouldn't rig our elections here at home? But as long as they can convince us that we can change the process any time, why, because nobody's going to do anything. You have to understand it's all rigged. These are wicked and evil people. And once you understand that, you can understand why they take us from war to war, why they're intent upon plunging us into a war with the Muslim world, that class of civilization that Samuel Huntington warned us against. Anything else, Suzette?
Well, and then I'll go.
Okay, one more time. When is that that sine wave?
It is this Saturday at Lake Estero and Del Monte Avenue in Monterey, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, fine. God bless you. Thanks so much, and keep up the great work, Suzette.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you so much,
You're
and we
more
really
than
appreciate
welcome.
Being able to have a voice through your radio station.
Well, I'm glad we have a voice for you. Let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment? And one more time, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. The National Alzheimer's Project Act was signed into law in January of 2011 by President Obama. Well, why would you have to sign this into law? I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies are happy that this is a law now, but it's being handed over to the Health and Human Services Department, which is headed by Kathleen Sebelius, which was as governor of California, she was a prominent leader in human.
Well, we lost Tim from Illinois. Don't know what happened to him, but basically, Sebelius was not the governor of California, but doesn't really matter wherever she was from. Why, of course, why is the federal government passing a law on Alzheimer's disease when, of course, so they're actually creating Alzheimer's disease? First of all, they've got probably 15 to 20 million Americans on the statin drugs. What do the statin drugs do? Why, the statin drugs, of course, lower cholesterol by poisoning the liver. And when you lower the cholesterol, of course, you predispose the brain to Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, many of the problems with Alzheimer's disease are affiliated with or associated with the heavy metal intoxication of the brain. And, of course, they give us the metals, whether they're heavy metals or just regular metals, why they put the mercury into our vaccines. And then they insist that the elderly take these flu vaccines, many times loaded with mercury or aluminum. They actually put aspartame into our vaccines and MSG, which has nothing but deleterious effects. And there's so many things that they're doing when you fluoridate the water, of course, why you increase the level of lead in the blood. And they've done studies on children, the largest study ever done in America on 450,000 children. And of course, this is reported by Roger Masters. We have his papers and we make them available. But Roger Masters reports on this study, Roger Masters of Dartmouth. They tested 450,000 children, comparing the level of lead in the blood of children in areas where, of course, they had water fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and then other places where they just had sodium fluoride, and then where they had normal water. And they fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is true in 90% of the communities where they fluoridate the drinking water, while, of course, the level of lead went through the ceiling, especially in blacks. Why are they giving our elderly various toxins and metals that will lead to Alzheimer's disease? I wonder why. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. If you're out there in the listening audience, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-240. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Why we'd love to hear from you. We have now certainly probably somewhere between 70 and 75 stations or outlets somewhere in America every single week. That's an expensive proposition. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And we know many of our listeners, many of our faithful listeners have been with us for 10 or 15 years. They've supported us. They've lost their jobs, and they just, quite frankly, can't continue to help fund us. And so if you're in a position to step forward and take their place, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, why, of course, we hope that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, pray for our provision and for our protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. And it was really so interesting. We were speaking to Lord Mockton not too long ago. We've had on a number of times. He's a British peer, Lord Mockton, one of the most articulate of people we have from England. And Lord Mockton was saying that he carries a copy of the United States Constitution with him all of the time. Why? Because he realizes the battle for the survival of Western civilization will be determined by what happens here in the United States. And so, here's a British lord who carries the American Constitution because he realizes, of course, the significance of the battle that's going on today. And he, as well as people all throughout the world, look to America for help. Right now, apparently, the people on the streets of Syria are saying, where are the Americans? Why aren't they coming here to help us? Chaos is breaking out. Civilians are being slaughtered. We're being bombed. Our homes are being destroyed. Where are the Americans? Without realizing, of course, it's the policies of the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls America, that is promoting the violence that is in Syria, and the violence, of course, that has just swept through Egypt and Libya and Tunisia, and suddenly through Turkey a few years ago, and through Lebanon, as Lebanon's moved into the camp of the Muslim Brotherhood. Certainly there's violence in Yemen, and there have been demonstrations and acts of violence in Bahrain. The whole of that part of the world is being set up to unite together behind the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been funded by American and British intelligence since 1928. We cover this in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. It goes into the background of the formation of the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. And indeed, it is the devil's game, as we create the best enemy American and, of course, British tax money can create. And the average American has no idea what's really going on because our media is controlled. And we have some of the finest communicasters that money could buy on Fox News and the other major networks. Their job is to give you the idea you're hearing both sides. And some of them pretend to be conservatives, and others pretend to be liberals. And they will try to give you the impression you're getting the truth and you're not, which is why you need to go to alternative media, Alex Jones, Joyce Ryder, Butch Palm, and certainly I don't agree with everything they say, but I'll tell you, Alex and Joyce do a tremendous job, so did Butch as well. The information is out there. You need to get it. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. We've got whole sections on YouTube, so we think YouTube presentations, we think we're important. You'll find them on my website, radioliberty.com, under other videos on the Internet. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go there and watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters and other material, tell others about Radio Liberty, get them listening to our programs, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, pray for Alex Jones, and pray for Joyce Riley and John Leffler, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And Barry is certainly getting over a quadruple bypass and aortic valve replacement. He sounded so much better when I talked to him earlier this week or last week, and so we're so pleased to have him with us. Hi, Barry, and what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to discuss an article I wrote recently. Now, you have to understand that I can't put in research like I used to. I would do hours of research before I would write an article. Today, I don't have that kind of energy. But one radio show, I've canceled all but you. I haven't sought any radio show appearances as well. But I did my own radio show, which is on First Amendment Radio. I don't want to lose that. It's too much of an opportunity. So I've been using guest hosts. Some have been quite good. Some have been dreadful. But it's kept me alive. Now, 2 weeks ago, I had a guest on. I've been very fortunate. I've had good guests from Israel. But there was a very important discussion I had with Tamar Yonah. For people who don't know her, just go to IsraelNationalRadio.com and you can listen to Tamar. Now, Tamar is very upbeat, always was. Lives in the territories, and she may as well live on the moon. I don't think she understands the danger.
Now, when you talk about the territory, are you meaning in Judea and Samaria?
Well, what other territories?
Well, but you see, Barry, the average American doesn't understand the term, so I'm just trying to interpret it for them. Barry is talking when he speaks of the territory.
She lives 10 minutes from Jerusalem.
Right, go ahead. But a Judea and Samaria, it's in the Palestinian.
Judea Samaria.
Right, go ahead.
All right. Now back we go. Now what she said, now she tried to gloss over this, but I made quite a fuss about it. First of all, she started bragging, and she's right, by the way. I'll explain shortly. She started bragging that the majority of the officer ranks of the IDF today are settlers. And she's right about that. It's over 50%. Now, at first, and then she used that as a badge of honor, that we are the majority of the officers of the IDF. I just got very angry. And I said, what are you turning into a badge of honor? It's a disgrace that you send your children to officer school in the IDF. First of all, you think they advanced settler officers? I told her, name a general, a major general, settler, major general. Their careers end at major. They have no effect on the diplomacy of the IDF, and it's just outright prejudice. But more to the point, the IDF is bulldozing your communities. Bulldozing them, forcing your neighbors out in the middle of the night to watch their homes being smashed a little bit.
But of course, the IDF soldiers are just doing what they're told to do, as soldiers always do. And they do what they're told to do, even if it's wrong.
No, these are special units who hate settlers.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Barry, go right ahead.
Yeah, that's a wrong statement. They're using Arabs. deliberately using this. I wrote about when I wrote "Bye Bye Gaza" that they got a bunch of Arabs, non-Israelis, to destroy the homes, and while jeering and mocking the Jewish victims and pillaging them, stealing from them. These are Arabs. The IDF. These are not soldiers doing their duty. These are special units to destroy Judea and Samaria, and they're filled with Arabs. Now, look, I said to Tamar, I said, don't brag that your son is an officer in the IDF. You should be thoroughly ashamed. And she went on boasting about her son. She said, when the nation needs him, he's ready. I said, the nation is bulldozing your communities. is he ready for that? I said, look, Tamar. Now, the next they call it evacuation. That's the nice word for destruction of a community. They're going to evacuate the community. I forgot my English. What's the word that evacuation is? It's a nice word for destruction. Yes, my mind is a little slow. It'll get better.
Are they evicting them? Would that be the word you think of?
It's a fake word to cover up the real meaning of what they're doing.
Right.
What they're doing is sending bulldozers into communities and smashing the communities to bits in front of their owners. This, in the middle of the night, they're forcing them to see their houses destroyed by Arabs. This is an ugly, horrible operation. And the settlers know all about it. But there's something wrong with the settler thinking. I mean, really, joining the ranks of your destroyers is not a reason for any sense of pride whatsoever. None. And this kind of, look, I'll talk about, for some reason, settlers are airheads. And it's a very hard thing to figure out, that the most patriotic of the IDF officers, they're the victims of the IDF. And
well, hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry simply is talking about how many of the young men, families of the settlers have joined the IDF. They're officers in the IDF.
Well, they're forced to join the IDF. Everyone's forced to. But to go to officer school means staying for an extra year, and it's a commitment.
Okay, but basically, of course, it's the IDF, or certainly Arabs recruited by the IDF, who are actually then going in and destroying the settlers' homes, bulldozing their homes, and very simply pointing out, why aren't the settlers up in arms? And basically, the settlers are not up in arms because they cannot believe that their government is actively working against them and betraying them, and their government has been taken over by evil and wicked forces. So they sort of, in their own mind, they sort of excuse it just exactly as people here in the United States excuse what our government does, because they cannot believe our government has been taken over by people who hate America. But go right ahead.
Well, I'll go on to that as well. I wrote a good piece again. It's as if nobody has said the obvious, that this is something new what I'm saying. The next big evacuation, and again, forgetting what it means to have a word, it means destruction. They're going to destroy, not evacuate, the community of Migron. That's coming up in March. They're going to wipe it off the map. Now, Tamar on this interview is bragging that she could see Migron from her house. What is wrong with her? She's not going to see me grown from her house in another month. She's going to see an empty hill. And she did not brag that her son's army would be the destroyer of her neighbors, of the homes of her neighbors, of Migron's homes. That's the IDF. And look, taking this argument naturally to its source, her son would be the destroyer of his neighbor's homes in Migron. I repeat, her son. And that doesn't take a big jump in logic. What can you say except I'll give an example. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza, where while supporting the residents of Gaza and trying to wake them up and failing miserably, I ended up going to Gaza a lot before the evacuation, the so-called evacuation of Gaza, the evacuation of 9,000 Jews from their homes without compensation. It's a joke that the Israeli people put up with this. And we'll go into that very shortly, that the children of Gazans who don't have a home and who have terrible social problems are still joining the army and they're still joining the officer corps. What is going wrong in their heads? Now, when I was there just before the end of Gush Katif, or again, Jewish Gaza, a rabbi invited me. He had made notes on the spiritual leader of the Gazan youth. His name was Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, someone who I knew well. He had actually even paid for a project of mine to do with Pollard, but neither here nor there. He stuck me in. I became his cousin. I got into Nevi'im. I went to his office where he had two younger students, and he was a young guy himself, late 20s. He showed me his file on Rabbi Aviner, some of which I had known anyways. Rabbi Aviner was arrested for attacking scores of young women sexually. And Mariv put in the testimony of about a dozen of them in one issue. So I knew right away that Aviner was no spiritual leader of any of the Jews. This guy was a first-class, genuine sexual pervert. Yet he was chosen somehow by the youths of Gaza to be their leader. And, okay, I met, I got more information. I wrote about it, I sent it over the internet. It didn't do any good. Now, there was a big rally, I guess a few nights before the IDF evacuated Gaza. Rabbi Aviner addressed, and I mean shrieking with glee, were the yeshiva students who saw their hero, Rabbi Aviner, addressing them, and it's so obvious. Every word, the message was, you won't tangle with any of the security forces. You won't go into Gaza. You won't protest. You'll leave peacefully. All you had to do was read really marginally below the lines. And what Aviner did is he got these, good 50,000 adoring yeshiva students, he got them to walk in a circle. Nowhere near Gush Katif. In a circle. We walked in a circle for 7 hours. And by the way, I was not a sucker walking in a circle. I was just making notes and talking with people, and it went into my book. At the end of the night, it was a long night, those who still believed in their rabbi, and believe me, he's still active, they set up camp 20 miles away from Gaza, from Gush Katif. He got them into the Negev Desert. The stupidity of the Jews is simply beyond belief. probably I could not explain it then. And in my book, I can't explain it. I said, how can they be this stupid? Now we're back to Tamar. I said, Tamar, are you out of your mind? You're bragging that your son is amongst the ranks of the enemy? This is something you're proud of? And I said to her, Tamar, you're going to be bragging about your son, the officer, until the bulldozers come to your door. And Tamar, they're coming. Don't kid yourself. They're coming. Now, there was one burst of anger. Yesha means Judea and Samaria. One woman from the Yesha Council threatened to divorce her communities from the government. Now, her big beef, I think, was that the police of Yesha, the Judea and Samaria Police Department, were just hateful anti-Sefers, and that's the only reason they were deployed there. And I'm trying to tell them over and over again, the police are sent there because they hate your guts. You have no police protection. They will side with the Arabs every single time. Now, I included in my article a recent policy paper. That, well, it was done by a human rights organization looking into the police of Judea and Samaria. Here are the basic facts. Find my article. It's on the internet. It's, I call it Airhead Settlers. The number of policemen in Judea and Samaria is one per 340 residents. That's compared to a real high rate crime city. Like Lod, where it's 1 in 700, or Netanya, where it's 1 in 1,400. But it gets worse. The percentage of indictments against the settlers in Judea and Samaria is 3 times higher than the rest of Israel. And it gets worse. 70% of the crimes without a complainant, they open files for, and they arrest settlers. Look, this study ended with a policy. I mean, it's just such an academic policy. They said that no citizen in Judea and Samaria will receive the same treatment as a resident of Haifa or Beersheba when it comes to crimes against them. Burglary, car theft, etc. You can't find an honest cop who will open a file on your behalf if you're a settler. They have no police protection. Now, I had just one piece of advice, and amongst certain people they couldn't swallow, it was the hardest thing they could ever read from me, but I've known this for years. If you are one of these settlers who are in the officer corps of the IDF, after the next evacuation or destruction, you have only one thing to do. You refuse to give or accept orders. You sit in jail for dereliction of duty, but you do not obey or serve the IDF. It's for your own protection. You don't do this. You protest.
Well, Barry, it's so hard to get people, and I know how people can be misled. I remember the Vietnam War. I was on the wrong side, entirely on the wrong side. I thought anybody who opposed the Vietnam War was a dirty communist sympathizer, and most people did. And you had the people on one side who wanted to get out of Vietnam, the others, like myself, who thought it was patriotic to actually send our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a planned no-win war. And I've seen this over and over again where people just cannot change their perspective until, of course, something happens and then they can see the truth. Go right ahead.
Look.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But certainly, and you may even get to be an officer, but certainly you're not going to get to be into a key position. But basically, of course, what is so difficult for people to believe in, for the average Israeli to believe, is that their leaders are actively anti-Jewish. In other words, they're anti-fundamentalist Jewish, believe the fundamentals of religions of Judaism, just as here in America. And what's so similar here in America is certainly the people in key positions in our own military are anti-Christian. Today, if you are a Christian chaplain in the United States military, you're not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. How could that possibly be? But this is exactly what is happening. This is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Our leaders have an intense hatred of Christianity, and there really are people over there in Israel, I'm sure, who have an intense hatred of the traditional Jewish faith. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, a very small number. Very small. There was a survey done just this week that Israelis are turning to faith in record numbers. 80 plus percent believe in the Torah and the Jewish God? Absolutely not true. You're talking about a minority of labor Zionists that run the ship.
But that's the thing. Basically, the good people do not understand that the wicked people are in charge. That's what it's all about.
Oh, that goes every which way in Israel, let me tell you.
Go right ahead.
Look, there was a major issue in Israel that the Prime Minister Netanyahu has been cooking the books. There were two elections. Well, one of votes and one election. There was the Likud primary where he ran against someone named Moshe Feiglin. Now, Moshe Feiglin was the head of Jewish protests, something called Zohar Tzeinu, back in 96. And it was blocking the streets of Israel. It was holding up traffic for hours upon hours. The police were strained just to keep a sense of order in Israel. Moshe Feiglin was going to topple Oslo. And then one day we wake up, I believe it was early 97, and he says he's disbanding Zohar Tzeinu, which brought hundreds and thousands of anti-Oslo protesters into Israeli streets. And he wasn't going to do that anymore. He felt it would be more effective to join the Likud and work from within. Now, between us, and I've been saying this without going into detail, but way back then I had information how they got to Feiglin, how they broke up Zohar Tzeinu, and why they put him in the Likud to control them. If he went off and formed his own party and formed Zohar Tzeinu again, nothing would be solved. They had to neutralize this guy. And I heard the rumors, and they're very unpleasant, nasty rumors that would have ruined his career. And they gave him a choice. We spread these things and we prosecute you, or you do it our way. You join the Likud and you make all your pronouncements from within the Likud. And that way they have control over the opposition. Well, Netanyahu ran against Feiglin, 9-10 days ago. Now, the vote was kind of amazing. In some places, Feiglin won. In unexpected places, Feiglin won. But more to the point, it looks like Netanyahu and his gang added votes to Netanyahu. In Beit Shemesh, for instance, there were 400 more voters all for Netanyahu than there were actually members on the Likud list in the town. It was just an outright rigged election.
Well, so it reminds me of what was said. Somebody just said, you know, we know that the Osama bin Laden's dead because now he's recently registered to vote in Chicago. They rig elections, ladies and gentlemen. They rig them in Chicago. They rig them across America. And it certainly sounds, Liz, from what Barry's saying, is they are rigging the elections over in Israel. But it's all about perception. You're supposed to believe in democracy. You're supposed to believe we have honest votes. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't have honest votes because we don't have honest people in positions of power. And there's a coordinated effort to destroy freedom. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the field, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, don't estimate how long the rigging of Israeli elections have gone on. Olmert and Peres knocked off Sharon to get power. Peres knocked off Weizmann and Katsav, the presidents who stood in his way, to get the office. Well, Rabin was just, when he started going against Oslo, they killed him. They're all rigged. Every last one of them, you got to be nuts to go and vote in Israel. Even when the good guys won, in the case of Begin, well, in comes Jimmy Carter, in goes Moshe Dayan, and in comes the Sinai Agreement. You can't win. You just can't win. It's the stupidest thing in the world is to go and vote in those elections. Well, Israelis did, but it went on. Now there was a new issue that was going to be placed before the cabinet. Now, the latest issue was a vote that placed many Judean Samaria communities out of the preferred status zones. In other words, you paid a lot more for a mortgage. Your communities didn't get new buildings. When you're out of the preferred status zone and you're a town, it's going to hurt a lot. Now, well, Netanyahu, the prime minister's office, all right, Netanyahu phoned all his ministers and carried out a telephone poll among his governors, ministers, about throwing out the communities of Judea and Samaria from the preferred status zones, and lo and behold, 15 voted in favor of the decision, 10 against, and the rest abstained. The cabinet passed it. The cities of Judea and Samaria no longer have preference. The only problem is a radio station, which often does good work, so it's called Arut Sheva. They phoned all the ministers, and what did we discover? A lot of the ministers weren't even telephoned and asked for their vote, but the prime minister's office listed them as abstaining, and a bunch of ministers got really, really angry, and they demanded a re-vote.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, I guess, Barry Shamish, and he's talking about how the elections over there, certainly in Israel, are very, very frequently manipulated and certainly compromised. How a recent poll by Netanyahu of his ministers for necessarily on a very important issue, and they simply lied to the public as to how the ministers voted. And many of them weren't even contacted, and they were put down as a missing. But basically, many of the ministers actually opposed what the Netanyahu said they supported. It's a crooked system over there. But if you don't think we have a crooked system here in America, where a small number of people really control what's going on, the same thing is true in Europe, as we've told you repeatedly. You know, certainly the new appointed prime minister of Greece, the most powerful man in Greece, recently appointed. His name is Papademos, and he just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission. And the newly appointed, certainly, a prime minister of Italy, his name is Mario Monti. He just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission. There's probably not more than 100 of them in all of Europe. But one is now the prime minister of Greece. The other is the prime minister, certainly, of Italy. Do you think that just happened by accident? And of course it doesn't happen by accident. These things do not happen by accident. They're all planned. But the public has to believe that this is democracy or representative democracy. And they're going to come up with things that will benefit the public. And nothing could be further from the truth. It's going on in Europe. It's going on in America. But it's going on in Israel as well under Netanyahu. Go right ahead, Barry. And before we go on, would you like to get out your website and tell people how they can get your books and how they can get your PayPal button, and then we'll go on?
Oh, sure. You get my books at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish, and you'll get to my books. And there's quite a selection awaiting you. My website is barrychamish.com. there is a PayPal button. And by the way, since my stroke, I want you to know that I haven't worked for a month, but people have been very, very generous to me. And I want to thank them all. Believe me, I can't quite work. I've got, still got a few problems, and my readers have kept me alive during this period.
I'm so glad to learn that, and I hope some of them are our listeners as well. So go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, I could. I don't think they want me to publicize them, but boy, am I grateful. And you people listening know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. So there is a PayPal button, and whenever I can send out envelopes, I've got a list now of things I have to send people, and I'm not quite strong enough yet. I'm getting there, but not quite. But I will give you something really nice when I get better, if you press that PayPal button for me. Now, let's go back. Well, I won't go into it. Come on, I've been covering Netanyahu. I've been covering where he came from and who supported him. I've been at this for many, many years. I go all the way back to Richard Pearl and George Bush and George Shultz and Henry Kissinger. All of these people found Netanyahu, promoted Netanyahu, made him Prime Minister of Israel. Now, Israelis say that their big problem defensively is that their nasty old defense minister, Ehud Barak, is the one bringing down the settlements. Are they nuts? Netanyahu is the prime minister. He doesn't take orders from Barak. You've got an issue where, again, Israelis are blind. Netanyahu is the good cop. Barak is the bad cop. They're playing this stupid game. And the Israelis, like itty-bitty little kids, are falling for it. Now, to dive into Netanyahu, this is not the time, but I got that right 15 years ago, that he was bought and sold, and he is not working on behalf of the Jewish people. He's working, in the case of the United States, for the Council on Foreign Relations in a huge way. A huge way. But let's look at the situation going on in Israel. I don't know what they're going to do about this, but there was kind of a leak. You had the IDF's director of military intelligence, a guy who you don't hear from very often, and that's Major General Aviv Kochavi. He gave a speech, again, a rarity, in Herzliya, before military writers, and it's, boy, this is shocking stuff. I'll give the quote. Major General Kochavi referred to the depots of precise weapons in the Middle East. Quote, approximately 200,000 rockets and missiles are aimed at Israel. Now, I used the figure 125 up till now, thinking that Syria had 80,000, Hamas 45,000. Nope, 200,000. And again, I don't think it takes much of an imagination to imagine if one-tenth of them were ordered shot at Israel one day. That's 20,000 missiles. It would smother Israel. Quite frankly, I'm waiting for the opportunity, the excuse, for them to shoot 20,000. And, oh, my country, my children, my friends, what are they going to do when 20,000? And again, this is from the director of military intelligence. And it gets worse. He said they're going to be, he said the entire country is now covered by missiles, and especially long-range missiles. But more to the point, the Arabs learned a war in the, there was a disastrous attack on Lebanon I think it was in 2006, but he said they learned a lesson and their missile arsenals are no longer kept in compact, centralized locations. They're going to be very, very hard to destroy. Now, again, the quote is from Major General Aviv Kochavi. Look it up on the internet. 200,000 to me is, well, what can you say? Another 75,000 missiles have been added to the equation against come on, the country's got 7 million people. You've got 200,000 missiles aimed at 7 million people, and there are not going to be a lot of survivors from an attack like that. Oh, and incidentally, there was more bad news. Israel now is the leading country in the world for cyber attacks. I got this, I guess, a couple days ago. In the past 2 days, 400 separate Israeli sites have been hacked. Now, there's going to be a worldwide attack on Israel, cyber attack on Israel, planned for Valentine's Day, February 14th. You may make a note of that. We don't know if this is an empty threat, but there's word is out on February 14th, Israel will be attacked by thousands of hackers.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised at all. I think we're entering into a very dangerous and difficult time. But I personally believe that somehow or other, by one means or another, God is going to protect Israel. And I know that that's hard to, for many people to believe. But I do not believe that God brought the children of Israel back to Israel simply to allow them to be destroyed at this time in history. But I think we're going to perhaps see something almost supernatural occurring, and probably in the not too distant future.
They're going to be mighty disappointed.
Well, let's wait and see what happens, Barry. Certainly, I have my belief, you have yours, and it's going to be
interesting. I don't have a belief.
What?
I believe Israel is teetering on the edge.
Right.
That it, the level of corruption within the country.
Right.
And the level of hatred against the religious right. Within the military and police. These are all formulae that point to no good coming up.
I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
How much time do I have?
Oh, you got about, 7, about 8, 9.
All right. I'm going to do a few issues. It's surprisingly, Israel just never lets me down. And yesterday I had Elad Pressman on the site. His site was brought down. He has to figure out how to get his site back up. It was destroyed by hackers. Which reminds me of my day in Israel. I had that happen a lot more than I do in the States. But I want to go backwards, first of all, to this guy Fagan and the phony democracy. What Elad was trying to tell me is how much smarter Israelis are becoming day by day. And, well, he says that Fagan won in the election from the middle class of Israelis, that it took a lot of cheating to defeat him. That's a great sign because Israelis are catching on. Boy, is this guy deluded. What happened with Fagan, and, well, I'm going to give you one example. The last elections in Israel, again, there was a campaign run to decide what position you would be running at. Fagan was voted in 20th, and the Likud won 33 seats. So lo and behold, the opposition Fagan is going to be in the Knesset. And he sends these cheery thank you notes. 2 days later, Netanyahu changes him from 20th to 46th. Just like that, by the way. Just like that. Somehow you can do that. Leave it be, it worked. Now, again, Elad said, I said to Elad, why did he take this to court? His position of 20th was a legitimate election, a primary. He could have fought the party in court, and then Pressman Elad goes on that he didn't want to fight the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is thoroughly crooked, and he knew he wouldn't have a chance. I said, Elad, why are you saying this nonsense to me? He could have gone to any public court. He could have gone to a civil court. There was no reason that Fagelin didn't protest, except for what I said before. They've got Fagelin. The Likud have Fagelin. He can't protest. He can put up a show of being who he is. It's probably a small percentage of who he really is, but it's a good show, and that's how you take the 20th place primary candidate and make him 46th place and shove him out of the Knesset. And every single time that he has any threat to the ruling establishment, the Likud takes care of him. And I can't get Israelis to understand that he's a plant as well. Not a deliberate, not a willing plant. He's got a little bit of integrity, but in the background, Fagelin's son was almost killed in a most suspicious car accident. There was plenty of violence through the Fagelin household. If Fagelin ever comes too close to actually absconding with power, you will see the end of Fagelin in a more permanent manner. That's the way things are done in Israel. In the meantime, they've got him where they want him, and he's playing ball, and you cannot explain. I couldn't explain to Elad that nothing has changed. Nothing. I said to him, Netanyahu can block laws. Well, we went over two laws that passed the cabinet, and Netanyahu said, nah, I don't like them, and he postponed them. He killed laws passed by the cabinet. I said, there is nothing, but nothing has changed. Elections are rigged. Laws are rigged. Everything is rigged. Well, I went back to Fagelin. I said, quit being so optimistic. Fagelin is just scratch a little deeper, and he'll see you being just as manipulated by that as, well, what he considered more obvious. Well, let's put it this way. He can't dig. He will be able to dig. He's a young man, and I think he'll figure things out, but he doesn't understand how the opposition is just as controlled as the mainstream, and there's no chance for a democracy. And incidentally, oh, I've got examples of this stuff that's unbelievable, but just so you know, the latest scandals, former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, he's up on, well, it's a property scandal. It's called the Holy Land property scandal. It, in theory, should get him 5 years in prison. He's up on charges of stealing money. Ehud Barak, I'm not sure I want to go into, but I'm going to do it very quickly. Ehud Barak was a minor colonel during the Lebanon War that I fought in, the one in 92. And, well, what can you say? When his major general left to go on patrol, he and another upcoming labor leader, Amiram Mitzna, they ordered a group of religious soldiers into a Syrian ambush at Lake Karun. 23 Israelis were murdered in the ambush, and he's the defense minister of Israel?
Well, I'm sure Israel has have some very, very real problems of, you know, of great magnitude. I share your concern that we may very well be heading into a war. We may very well be seeing the tens of thousands of missiles raining down on Israel. And believe me, there will be no way that Israel can survive unless, of course, there's divine intervention. Well, it's going to be a fascinating time. We're going to have to talk about sometime in the distant future. I think it'll be sometime this year. We'll just have to wait and see. Remember, I have no inside information. But, of course, I do believe that God can affect the affairs of mankind. Barry, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'll wrap it up easily.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Getting Perry's position, but I hope you share my position, my fear and concern about the state of Israel. This figure, 200,000 missiles, suddenly aimed at Israel, even if it's only 100,000 or 50,000, this is a tiny nation, and there's no way they can survive without divine intervention. Well, we just have to wait and see what happens. We may see something unfolding over there sooner rather than later. I'm not a prophet. I don't have the timeline. But I do know the elite want an excuse for a surgical attack on Iran, and they are planning on Iran retaliating against either Israel or the United States or both of them. That's the plan. We've read it. It comes from the interview, the discussion with Matthew Kronig. If you want to see that, Mather Koenig is a former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense. He's now the Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and Professor at Georgetown University. And in a meeting held within the last 2 weeks, he talked about the coming attack on Iran that was to be followed, certainly, by a retaliation of the part of Iran. We were going to leave their defense forces, their military forces, intact so they could retaliate. What sort of madness is this? It's not madness at all, ladies and gentlemen. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You need to get my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, and the syllabus that goes with that, because, of course, it will give you the background of what is really taking place. You need to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. Both have syllabuses with them. So you can begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. I need to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you've heard my program this afternoon, my discussion with Dr. Duesberg, who claims there is no AIDS epidemic, and my response that this is certainly a beautiful example of planned population reduction. We talked about my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. It's an excellent book, except that it misses the point that, of course, this is all about population control. We're not trying to stop the epidemic. We're allowing it to run its course. But, of course, the reason that we have the epidemic and they're not trying to use standard public health measures, it's all about population control. They want to kill as many people as they possibly can. You need to hear my talk, and it's on DVD, Planned Population Reduction. Another DVD titled, None Dare Call It Genocide. If you want to know what they're doing, the vaccines, you need to get the talk, the DVD, The Specter Haunting America. That's The Specter Haunting America. You want to know what they're doing to the water and how they're poisoning us? You need to get the DVD, The Hidden Agenda, and the syllabus that goes with that. If you want to know what they're doing about the air and how they're poisoning our air, you need to get the DVDs, What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? And Weather as a Weapon. There's two separate DVDs. Both of them excellent, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, for our leaders, and for our ministers who should be leading this battle, for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2012. Can you believe the election results last night? No, I don't believe them. I honestly, for the first time, am saying, what is going on? How are they doing it? I cannot imagine how Ron Paul must think. I cannot imagine how he must feel at this point. So incredibly, probably exhausted, as anybody would be on a campaign trail, non-stop glad-handing, talking to people. It just amazing.